And KGFX, we're back with People in Your Neighborhood, and right now I'm joined by Danny Norden. And good morning, how are you?
Good morning. I don't know how I'm going to be able to top that off with Trader Days.
I know.
Sounds amazing. I'm so excited to go join them next weekend.
I know. Yeah, and you heard, I'm going to be in the band. I'm going to be in the kazoo band.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever played a kazoo in my life.
I get to play the drum, though. I don't have to play the kazoo, but... Wow. So I'm keeping the cadence, I guess you could say, to make it sound as good as possible, as you know, for a kazoo band, I guess.
Well, heck yeah, that's definitely an important part of it, for sure. But I guess kind of going into that, with the chamber, we have lots and lots of things going on. If you guys can't tell, there is a ton of stuff happening over the next few weeks as we get into August here. One of those things, or I guess a couple of them here, that I have to highlight is we have, starting August 9th, so actually the start of next week's Trader Days, we have Glow Golf over in Fort Pier at Dunes. So if you want to start off your weekend with a bang in the dark, we are doing a glow-in-the-dark golf tournament at the Dunes Golf Course, and that will be starting around 7:30 for registration. We'll provide some hors d'oeuvres, different fun things like that. There's going to be 3 grand prizes available. It'll be a walking tournament. Everybody will be walking the front 9. And so if you haven't been out there before, it's a pretty short course, that front 9 is. And so we'll have lots and lots of things to light it up, make it look cool. It's a very unique experience for anyone who has not tried it. And again, that is on August 9th, starting at 7:30. And we'll probably send everybody out around 8:30-ish, depending on how dark it is. After that, though, we do have kind of coming up that same weekend, for anybody who is interested in going to observe, registrations have closed for this specific event, but Senior Games. So this is a qualifying year. They have almost 400 athletes that have applied to be a part of this event, and that will be run from August 8th through the 11th. And you guys can just come on out, go check them out. This is athletes 50 and older, so it's definitely not your average sporting event that you would see during the school year anyways. And so they have lots and lots of things. They have everything from badminton to pickleball to swimming to basketball to softball. I mean, you name it, it's going to be there. And they kind of take over both Pier and Fort Pier as far as sporting facilities. So just kind of keep that in mind as you go into that weekend, because it's going to be incredibly busy through both communities.
Mm-hmm.
But we have lots and lots of stuff going on there. There is also, if you guys are interested to become a part of that event as a whole, we have volunteer opportunities. And so there is just a few events left that we are looking for some people and some helping hands. So if you guys would like to have that opportunity, feel free to give the chamber a call. And we have our number here at 605-224-7361. And we are more than happy to accept you guys into that and have fun. Basically, you don't have to know anything about that sport that you're interested in. You just got to be able to come there and be present. And then we'll teach you how to take score. But that'll be coming up here next weekend, August 8th through 11th. And then the last thing here that I would like to highlight on this week or today is we have been working on, if you've been kind of keeping an eye on our Livin' Local Mixers, and those are a byproduct of the Loyal to Local campaign. And Livin' Local Mixers are kind of like a mini business after hours. Everybody who is interested in joining us is welcome. And this next one that we have coming up is going to be on August 13th, and we are going to help Avera celebrate their 125th anniversary in Pier. And so if you guys were not aware of that, they have a very, very long history in town here, and it is truly amazing. We did a video interview with their president and CEO, Chantel Krebs, yesterday. And so you'll be seeing that on our Facebook and digital platforms. But we are going to be doing that here coming up. And so we are so excited to join them. And that'll be from 4 to 6 o'clock on August 13th. They will have refreshments, and there's going to be different booths with some door prizes available. Last time we were at these mixers, we've been able to gather together some pretty cool door prizes lately. So there's definitely a high chance of someone winning something. So we're very excited for everybody. And again, that's on August 13th. So come check it out if you can.
That's right. 125 years. That is a long time.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. And then just their history. Like I said, we talked with their new CEO, and she kind of briefly touched on it. And it was truly fascinating, kind of how they started in town and where they started and different things like that. And they told us, you know, that their first year, they only served 100 patients the entire year. And now they're serving more than 600 per day. Wow. And just this location. So it was just really interesting facts and just so cool. I'm very excited to be joining them with this.
Absolutely. So what's the website that people can go to check your calendar and make sure they're keep up to date on what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is www.peer.org. Very simple, very easy. We have our What's Happening calendar out there. We've got whole host of events. If you're interested in learning about the chamber as a whole, we have different information for that. We've got stuff for Visit Peer, lots and lots of stuff that you can see. But again, that website is www.peer.org, or you can check us out on our Facebook at Peer Area Chamber of Commerce. And so we always keep that up to date. We like to put out weekend what's happenings. And so those are something too. If you're interested, you can post if your flyer is not in that. Please feel free to post it on the bottom. We will get that out, and it goes out to several different Facebook pages, so it definitely gets the word spread around.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, thanks for coming. It's good to see you again. I haven't seen you in a while coming in.
Yeah,
here.
Yep. I've actually moved since the last time I saw you, so
yeah,
it's been crazy couple months.
Oh, I bet. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. It was
good
to see you.
Thank you for having me today. It was good.
Have a great day.